During the season of Lent, as I have mentioned before, the Church gives us with magnificent readings from the Sacred Scriptures, both the Old and the New Testament. Now, of course, the Gospel reading for today is very, very popular and very well known. But the lesson from the Book of Kings, the fourth Book of Kings, is magnificent. It is similar to one we had recently of a woman who made, with the last flour she had in her house, she made a meal for the prophet, thinking, well, that's the end of it, we will die now. And then all of a sudden, for 3 years, the wheat never stopped coming, nor the oil. It just kept coming and coming till the plague and the famine was over. Today we have a similar situation. A certain woman was praying towards the servant of God, the prophet Eliseus, or Elisha in modern-day English, and he says, you know that my husband is dead. All I have is what I have in my house and my two little boys. I am going to make something and anoint us with it. Then she didn't even have the flour like the other woman. And then we will just get ready to die. We will starve to death. Many, many people were starving all over the place. And so Eliseus said to her, go inside your house. First of all, get your sons to go in the whole neighborhood and borrow every container, every vase that you can possibly get. And who knows how many they got. And then close your door and pray to God in silence and by yourselves. And so what was interesting is after they had done this, the little tiny bit of oil that she had, she began to pour it into one vase, and there was more and more vases. So all the vases were full. Definitely a wonderful miracle. And the saints themselves have had these kind of miracles. Among them, St. John Bosco, St. Joseph Cottolengo. When they went to bed, I remember St. Joseph Cottolengo. Of course, it's one of my favorite places in Italy, in Turin, in the City of Divine Providence, because the place that he founded has become so large that it's called a city. And he would go to bed, and there would be two coins on his desk. That was it. No food in the pantry. And he would throw the coins out and say, God will take care of it. And the next morning, the pantries were filled and filled and filled with more food than they could have. And of course, the Cottolengo is a place where there's about 2,000 patients, many of them very, very seriously retarded, some of them with hydrocephalia, where their heads are like this. They have to wear a brace, otherwise their neck will break and they die. And I remember seeing this myself and how impressed I was. And I would always stay with the nuns there, no expensive hotels, the Cottolengo, to be with the poverty of Christ. Well, this is the same thing here. So after they had enough oil for 2 or 3 years, and also one of her debtors said, your husband is dead, now you owe me. I will take your children and sell them into slavery, and that will be my payment. And our Lord, through St. Elisha, says, no. Give him some of the oil, and that will be his payment. There will be more than enough of the payment. So God makes miracles happen. So many people are very stingy and very selfish, especially in regards to tithing, and think, oh, I don't have enough. If I give this to the church that the law requires, then I'm not going to have enough for myself. And that's the underlying thing that is so evil. Myself, myself, myself. No. It must be God, God, God. And so they had enough for the rest of the famine and the plague. In the Gospel, of course, our Lord teaches us to forgive those who hurt us. and to first go to them privately, and if that doesn't work, get three witnesses. And of course, still the church uses this particular practice. And if that doesn't work, go to the whole church. And of course, that's when excommunications happen, because the whole church will say, no, this guy, this woman, does not wish to repent. And so they are cast out without the sacraments until they repent. Not forever, but until they repent. But both of the readings show us the immense love and mercy of God, which sometimes comes to us in a tough way. The love of God is tough love. His mercy is tough mercy, and we need to merit it in order to get it. Let us learn our lesson. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.